David notes that many on their own spiritual quest mistake the void for enlightenment. Here he clarifies the difference between the two. In this section of the program, he also discusses the pathway to negation.
The states of enlightenment calibrate from 600 and up, Satchitananda. When you go beyond joy, when you go beyond ecstasy, when you go beyond divine ecstasy, when you surrender this too, O Lord, must I surrender to Thee, just beyond divine ecstasy is Satchitananda, the grace of infinite peace. Timeless, infinite, there is no you experiencing the peace, that which is peace and that which you are one and the same thing. Satchitananda, level 600, that's infinite bliss. The peace of God beyond all understanding is that level. And I say very few persist beyond that. And I can remember sitting on a rock in that state. There was no desire to get off the rock. There was no desire to do anything. The state was complete and total. You're through. You've transcended the ego to all extents and purposes. To go beyond that, I think, is frankly karmically determined by some agreement made prior to this particular embodiment. You see, there is some other purpose one is committed to. Otherwise, you'd leave. But there is some agreement, apparently. Some people then do remain, but there are not many. The level 850 is best described by letting go attractions and aversion, all the attachments to the linear domain. Now, the pathway of the advanced mystic has been described for thousands of years. It's not comprehensible to the modern world, you see. The great names in spiritual history don't have to do with letting go your attachment to form. So the pathway to enlightenment itself is practically never, in fact, it's never been described in the detail in which we've described it, because you have to go through the whole thing and be able to experience it out and survive it and come out the other side. Well, don't forget, most of the people who reach these advanced states of consciousness leave here. 50% of the people who arrive at level 600. One of the most amazing things about it is infinitely still, blissful, perfect, and complete. And you can leave. You can leave. Not only can you leave, it's almost invitational to leave. There's no purpose to carry this body and this intellect and the torments that go with it around. You have permission to dissolve into this bliss, because that bliss is the essence of that which you are. So you don't need permission to be that which you are. And as consciousness advances even further, more and more people leave. And at one time on the planet, there can be nobody over 600. And so at each level, something keeps a few going to continue on. The next level is 850, is so-called void, the level of the void. And Huang Po, letting go all attachment or aversion to the nonlinear, I say. And unless you've experienced divinity in somehow in a knowingness, or your guru, your teacher throughout time has radiated that energy into your aura, you'll think that the void at 850 is the ultimate space. And Huang Po made that same mistake. Huang Po calibrated 850. He thought he'd entered the ultimate state. He then later discovered the error. And before he left this planet, he calibrated at 960. But he hung up into the nothingness of the void and thought this was the ultimate state. So the downside of the pathway of negation is it can take you to the consciousness level of 850, which is the void. Well, the void is extremely impressive. It's extremely impressive. It's extremely, 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 very, very impressive. It is like an ultimate state devoid of linear dimensions, with no beginning and no end, beyond all time and place. And one thinks this is the ultimate state. The only thing is, having in the snowbank experienced the presence of God, in an infinite void, I realized the absence of the experience of divinity as love. So the mistake of the pathway of negation is to invalidate love because human love is seen as an attachment, and realize that love with a capital L is a quality of divinity. God is not only all present and all source, but is infinite love. So at 850 in the void, what you do is you revalidate, where is thy love? Where is thy love, O Lord? And if you have enough good karma by that time, the radiance shines forth of its own supplication to thee, O Lord. So when you say, Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo, You're asking by supplication, by extremely yin positioning yourself, you're requesting divinity to reveal itself. And surprisingly, do you know that divinity, by its nature, responds, just like water runs downhill. Divinity, not as an arbitrary decision, but the extreme yin position of supplication, then devotion, brings God forth in one's experience. The 91st Psalm says the same thing. To thee, O God, do I surrender my life, and I ask for thy presence. And divinity responds to that. If you follow the pathway of negation, you will end up eventually at the void. Not this, not that. You let go of your attachment, the value you projected onto all things. And you let go of your attachment to somethingness, to the isness, to the appearance. All things lose their attraction. They have no intrinsic value other than the divinity of the source of their origin. Anyway, if you keep letting go of your attachments and your aversions, what you're doing is transcending the linear domain. You will end up at the nonlinear. And the nonlinear is intrinsically void. That's what it means. It is, on the one hand, inclusive of all that exists, and it is also nonlinear. Anyway, the void is where I started this lifetime. The void is extremely impressive. It is the infinite peace and bliss of nothingness. There nothing is or exists or has to be subject to anything painful, etc. You have no desires, nor do you have any aversions, so all is stillness and infinite. The state is very, very impressive, and one is reluctant to leave it. So when I came into this world, it hit me at age 3. Suddenly, out of the oblivion of nothingness, there was the stunning, like Klieg lights being turned on in a dark cave, suddenly the awareness of existence again. I had reemerged from non-existence into existence. I was not at all pleased. Not only was that bad enough that you existed, but the minute I realized I existed, instantly came up the corollary, therefore one might not have come back into existence. And then arose the fear of non-existence. So I was presented with the duality at age 3, that the problem of this life was to solve the paradox of existence versus non-existence. That's one of the dualities that stand at the gates of complete enlightenment. The dragon on one side is existence and the dragon on the other. So those dragons guard the pillars, the gateways to absolute enlightenment at 850. Nothingness. Is reality existence or non-existence? That's certainly right. Allness or nothingness. There is where I started. It took some 35 years or so to resolve that paradox. Is reality existence versus non-existence? And to realize that both existence and non-existence are mentalizations. And having had the experience in the snowbank of the presence of God beyond all time, the presence of God as divine love is so overwhelmingly impressive. It's also beyond time, and it's forever. And I went back over the pathway of negation again, and ended up back in the void again. Wow. The difference was, this time in the void, I refused it. Having had the experience of the presence of God as infinite love, the void was cold and empty. And so this time I refused it. That's calibrated level 850. So interestingly, Huang Po did the same thing. This is very, very interesting. Because Huang Po, when he wrote that, was at the level. And he had followed the pathway of negation and had arrived at nothingness. But Huang Po, before he died, did not calibrate it at 850. He calibrated it at 960. Whoa. So that means, historically, Huang Po also realized the error of confusing nothingness with nirvana and the ultimate state of enlightenment. Because the ultimate state of enlightenment is allness and oneness are identical. Allness and nothingness are identical. So he was 960 when he died. So he wrote the book at 850. But anyway, the trap of the pathway of negation is you will end up at the void and think it's the ultimate state. It's very easy to think it's the ultimate state because it is impressive beyond all description. It is infinite. It is formless. It's beyond bliss because you're not even, you might say, molested by any kind of a feeling tone at all. It's infinite wonderment. Unless one is forewarned, one would think it is it. So if you're destined for enlightenment, you'll be confronted with that. And at that point, your mind is silent. But out of the silence comes the knowingness, because in my own experience at the last doorway, out of nowhere, the mind was silent. There was an infinite nothingness. Out of nothing at all arose the knowingness to lay down your life. All fear is illusion. And that knowingness came forth. Now, for that knowingness to have authority, it has to be by somebody who has done it. Reading it out of a book won't help at all. Somebody who has actually gone through it, can go through surgery without anesthesia, somebody who has actually recovered from various illnesses, is the only one that has the authority to transmit the energy. An interesting example of that is AA, where everybody has a sponsor. Because it's only the power of the energy field of the aura of the sponsor. He's walked through the fire and told you you can walk out the other side. He has to have the absoluteness of that knowingness by having accomplishment. And because of his authority, you intuit his authority, that life is going to be possible without alcohol, etc., but without the certainty of having done it. The effect of the aura of the teacher is the absolute. It's the power of the absolute, having accomplished it and done it. I've gone through surgery without an anesthesia, and I tell you it's possible. But the energy field of having accomplished it and come out on the other side and being uplifted by the angelic forces is what gives the energy field of that knowingness its power. You refuse all attachments. You see that you're attached to wealth, then you'll see through that illusion. I can see that my mind thinks that wealth is happiness, etc. So it's like putting everything outside yourself. So your happiness is always outside of yourself. It's having this relationship, it's having this money, it's getting this degree, it's having this car, it's having this job, it's accomplishing this task, and then I'll be happy. So you're always vulnerable because you're not seeing the source of happiness as the experience of the joy of the source of your own life as being within. The source of true joy is the realization that the source of your life is within you, that can never be taken away. There's nothing outside of yourself. You yourself are the expression of divinity as it appears in this personhood.